we're back on land now in Monaghan because a not-for-profit cooperative called Síolta Croí is hosting training courses on regenerative agriculture. And they recently started a six-week programme called Farming the System, which is aimed at helping local farmers to create more diversified and resilient farms. Well, Della Kilroy travelled to their demonstration site to see what they're up to, and she met the founder of the co-op, Gareth Conlon.
We've got our ponies and our alpacas. That's our livestock. We're going out to the field. We're on a relatively small scale. So what we're focusing on is demonstration sites. So we've got different food growing systems out here. The question we play around with a lot is, can we create a food system that sequesters carbon, that builds biodiversity, that feeds our community nutrient-rich food and pays the grower and the farmer a fair wage? So this is some of the systems we're playing around with out here.
I'm with Gareth Conlon, founder of Síolta Croí, just outside Carrickmacross in Monaghan, where he turned an old dairy farm into their education and demonstration site.
These are our chickens. So we're really trying as much as we can to create these demonstrations. So we try to grow as much of our own food off and feed when people come to Síolta Croí courses. We try to have as much of the food coming from the land as possible. So these are our eggs we'll send you home with. The farm, it's the field itself that we're in, is about a 1.5 acre site with the stony grit soil of Monaghan. And what we've been doing here since COVID has been planting different food growing systems focused more on perennial food growing.
So what we're looking at here is...
So this in front of us here is what's called a food forest. We've planted, there's seven different layers of it. We don't want to romanticise things. We also need to feed our population too. So we focus a lot on nut tree. We've got sweet chestnuts, walnut trees that will come up in time. These are our cob nuts. They're an edible hazelnut. But we've got our fruit trees. We've got fruit bushes, and then Jerusalem artichokes, potatoes. We've created these different food systems. So it really is an abundance when you come in, particularly during the lunacy season of harvesting. There's just an abundance of food, and that will hopefully continue.
So where are we walking to now?
So we're walking over to the pond here. I'm going to say hello to the ducks. So most Irish vegetable growers will be very familiar with slugs and the bane. So they say in this, there's a thing called permaculture that we take some inspiration for. And they say, if you've got an infestation of slugs, that's not the problem. The problem is you've got a deficit of ducks. You're not trying to get rid of all the slugs or any one element of the ecosystem. We're trying to support it to find its balance.
Supported by Irish Aid, Síolta Croí are in the midst of a six-week course on regenerative agriculture, with over a dozen farmers and growers learning about alternative farming systems. You're teaching resilient farm systems, farm diversification, and you're showcasing your land as a model. What are the biggest challenges that you hear from farmers?
A lot of farmers are in, there's a lot of debt in the system, so it's we don't want to over-romanticise things either. Farmers often have to work two jobs, and it's a volatile system. Selling to supermarkets is nigh on impossible, even if you're lucky to get in there. It's these ridiculous standards. One of the things we do, because we're one scale, what we do in our education programmes, we bring in farmers that are farming on a bigger scale. Farming and the environment are often pitted against each other, and we really believe that farmers and farming is the key to solving so many issues.
So we're going back inside to the centre where students are going to arrive, and you're going to introduce me to a few of the people.
Yeah, so we've got Liz and Trevor coming. Trevor's a tillage farmer in our bog in Monaghan, and Liz is a dairy farmer, landowner in Louth.
So this is where the classes go on.
This is where the magic happens. Yeah. So today we're going to start looking at, you know, the wider sort of connection of systems that we're a part of, and how do we create food? How do we create farm systems that are?
As students arrive, I meet Liz O'Reilly from Dundalk.
I live in Haggardstown in Dundalk, and I don't come from a farming background, but I went to New Zealand about maybe 8 years ago now and did calf rearing on a farm out there and just loved it. I said I'd come home and see if anyone would let me near their farm back here, and people were more than happy to get me out there. So I've been relief milking on farms around Louth for 8 years now, but I have about an acre at home. I have a few chickens and I have an honesty box with eggs out in the road, but I've just recently gotten kind of access to about 5 acres, so I'd love to have my own micro dairy someday and do that sort of regeneratively. But from somebody that doesn't come from farming, and so like my parents are kind of around and helping, but I don't have that, there seems to be this sort of, you ask Jim down the road to get, and I kind of don't have that. So coming to things like this is really great to sort of start building that network and the connections, and hopefully then making things easier to build for myself, So that's why I'm here with Shield Cree. Yeah.
Hiya, Trevor. Della, nice to meet you.
For Trevor McCarter, he's interested in diversification, having grown up on his family's dairy farm.
Yeah, background is a family farm, dairy farm. I grew up with it, and I've taken over the lease for the neighbouring farm, and that's around 30 acres, and mostly crop farming, organically, and then regeneratively as much as possible. The challenge is very wet, heavy ground. That's really challenging. You really need good weather conditions for the crops. It's difficult but very rewarding, and there's a lot of young farmers, sort of my age there. It's great. We can all try and figure out as we're going along there, what's sort of the best practices going forward, and trying to break the mold, so to speak.
What are the hopes for the future with your farm?
The hopes is work with nature as best you can there, and the more you work with it, the more it works with you, instead of again wrestling it all down there, trying to get a chemical for this or a chemical for that, and that just adds to the price and then just confuses the whole thing. So working naturally as best you can there is what I found very interesting there, and hopefully get better yields as time goes on.
Della Kilroy there in County Monaghan. And if you want to find out more about the courses that they run, you can visit sioltachree.ie. That is SIOLTACHROI.ie.